This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, and it's also proud to be from Texas. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Oh boy, you are pilgrims in an unholy land.
Don't say that! Never say that! Goonies never say die!
Great warrior!
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
So who talks first? You talk first? I talk first?
This is the 2v2 podcast. Daddy, Dave, and Steve are awesome!
Best of the rest.
That would make it sound a little bit hollow if it's not facing the right way. I mean, it would definitely still pick up your voice, but it wouldn't sound as good.
Well, it doesn't sound good anyhow.
What are you talking about, dude? I make it sound like a bunch of geniuses.
My little girl, Delilah, she loves to hear the intro to the show because I've told you this. She calls it the Delilah Show.
Yeah.
I want to listen to the Delilah Show. I'm like, okay. And she has these headphones and we Bluetooth, you know, so like a lot of times we'll go on Amazon and play a bunch of songs that she likes and she'll be happy until she gets but she'll get fussy after a while because it's not the exact song she wants to hear.
Yeah.
So the other day she's like, play the Delilah Show. Play the Delilah Show. Like, so I turn it on and I got busy doing something else. She went off into her room, was playing and doing stuff. And like 30 minutes later, I look in there, she's just sitting on the bed listening to the Delilah Show. And I'm like, it's got to be, I think she really digs your voice.
Oh, really?
Because she will just sit there and listen to it. She listened to two back to back. After that one was done, I had to start another one for her to listen to.
She might like it because she gets to hear your voice is what it is.
She hears my voice all the time.
Gets to hear her dada.
She hears it all the time.
Yeah.
Daddy, speak British. Daddy, speak country. Daddy, speak Mexican.
Yeah, like, if she speaks, asks you to speak country, you just go like, well, what do you think I'm doing right here?
What do you think I'm doing?
Yeah.
No, she's heard Dan Clifton.
Oh,
she knows Dan Clifton. She's like, I know in her head, he's like, why is he always talking like he's acting from the country when that's just how he talks?
It's kind of funny, man, the severity of like that. The oh, I was like, what?
I'm experimenting here.
Oh, okay.
We just went to eat, and we're walking through the forest.
Yeah. We don't have Steven's microphone plugged in yet, because Steven's MIA. But that's okay. It's still picking up.
Is it?
Yeah.
Doesn't want to be overbearing, so.
Yeah, you know, just a little bit of. It's like, I feel like I'm sitting in the rainforest, like there should be, like, some monkeys somewhere going, rah, ah, ah. Where's that?
Mean?
Yeah. No,
I don't know where monkeys live.
Yeah, but I got that. I don't know. Like, I was just kind of pictured them in the rainforest somewhere.
Yeah.
Like somewhere
lemurs,
not. Yeah.
I imagine lemurs.
Yeah, somewhere just as hot as here, but more humid.
Hell.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The hell's not on fire. It's humid and
hot.
Yeah,
it's Florida is what it is, basically.
Can't catch a fire there.
Yeah. No, what was it? Oh, yeah. I got the Echo Plus from my nephew. Like, it was really cool because I saw it over at my parents' house, and I was like, dude, whose Echo Plus is that? And mom and dad was like, oh, that's John's. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And my mom was trying to give it to me then, and I was like, no, I'm not going to take it. Like, that's John's, and, you know, I can't take his Echo Plus. And she was like, no, it'll be okay, just take it. And I was like, no, I'm not going to take it. And so last weekend when everybody got together for the birthdays, I saw him and, you know, he was like, oh, hey, you can have this Echo Plus if you want. And I was like, dude, you don't want it? He was like, no, I got no need for it. He's working on a drilling rig right now anyways.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so he's like, I'm working on a drilling rig. So he goes, you know, 2 weeks out of the month, he's out there living in a bunkhouse with a bunch of dudes. So he's like, yeah.
Stinky dudes.
Yeah, I don't need it. He goes, I don't use it, so you can have it. And I was like, cool, well, you know, if you ever want it back, you can have it. So I bring it home and I go to set it up, and it's kind of like I will say it was kind of like a long setup because I didn't have any instructions on how to do it. So I just like, I'll just plug it in and see if it'll connect to my Wi-Fi and just go from there or whatever. So I plug it in, and of course it tells me it can't connect to the Wi-Fi to download the app or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I downloaded the app. And so I'm playing with it, get it all set up. I'm playing with it, and I see, like, the different names. And, of course, there's, like, Alexa and blah, blah, blah. And I can't remember the other names. But the one that I really settled on was computer because I like Star Trek The Next Generation. Yeah. So I was like, Oh, dude, that would be amazing. I was thinking, like, I was hoping that they also had Jarvis, but Jarvis was not a name that was allowed. Jarvis would have been really cool, just that way it would seem more like your Iron Man or whatever. But I'm cool with Star Trek also, so I was like, all right, let's do some computer. And so, like, I've been playing with the stupid thing, like, all week long. Like, I came in from work on Monday, and it was like, computer, and she's like, you know, whatever. And I was like, you know, how's your day been? And she goes, my day has been very productive. I've set billions of alarms, and I've brushed up on my Klingon. And I was like, whoa. Oh, awesome. That's really cool. So I guess
can,
like,
you say I love you in Klingon?
I tried that. I was like, can you translate, I won't say the term that I was trying to get to translate. I was like, you know, can you tell me hello warrior in Klingon or whatever? And it was like, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble with that right now. I was like, oh, okay. So it won't translate, you know, whatever to Klingon. I'll tell you what, I actually tried to get it to translate after.
I can imagine.
You know, because it was just me goofing around or whatnot. But there's a lot of different things that you can do. A lot of different, like, little lines that it'll do or whatnot. Apparently, you can get it to do some Star Trek lines with you. Like, if you try to give it, like, a lot of tasks all at once, it'll be like, I'm giving her all she's got, Captain, or whatever. And then there's another one that's a... you can get her to call you Shirley, like, from the airplane or
don't
whatever.
Don't call me Shirley.
Yeah, don't call me Shirley. Like, but I can't remember exactly what it is. Yeah, it's fun. We've been goofing around with that all week long. And if you've watched any South Park where they're giving it, like, different things to, like, add to the shopping list or whatever, I come up with a new term every day to add to my shopping list. So, yeah, it's bad. And I can't tell you those on here either. Just because,
really?
Yeah, because it's fun.
Missed the mysterious day.
Well, no, I mean, like, it's just, like, made up things like sloppy, drippy, whatever. Yeah. Like, just... And because it's just it's humorous to hear her repeat it, and you're like, yeah. Awesome. Sounds like I feel like we should be flying through the sky. That's what it kind of sounds like, except for it's a lot more louder on an actual airplane. I never realized that flying on an airplane would be as loud as what it was until I actually took a flight somewhere.
Let's go down to the beach.
Oh, don't get pooped on.
No, those birds will too.
Yeah, they will.
And you get on the ferry when you're going from like Bolivar Peninsula across to Galveston, and that boat moves big time, right? And those,
yeah,
you'll see the dolphins jumping around.
Oh yeah.
And you'll see the seagulls go to the front of the boat, and I was like, I'm getting away, because there's like 50 60 of them all at once over because everybody gets out of their cars and goes stands at the front.
Yeah.
And all these birds all of a sudden just showed up, and they just started pooping on people. I was like, get back, get like, back.
The birds were like, chemical warfare.
Yeah. And then a tanker went through and caused a big wake behind
it,
right?
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
And this guy's on those ferries, they don't let up, so they hit that thing, and I was like, I took another step back, and everybody, you know, the log ride at Six Flags, when you go down and you're sitting in the front and you're getting drenched.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's what happened to all these people, all this water. And, you know, they're probably going to go out to eat or something.
Yeah.
And they just got just like a
swamp.
They had just dropped into a swimming pool or something. It's funny.
That's crazy. Like, I can't talk. You know, you get on the ferry. Have you ever seen anybody like sit in their car on the ferry?
Yeah.
Just like sit in their car.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it, dude. I can't do it. Like I mean, it's not like I've ridden the ferry like a ton of times or anything like that, but I can't just sit in the car. I've got to be out of the car, because my worst fear is that ferry sinks and I'm still inside the car.
Yeah.
And now you're like, I won't say you're stuck, but still, like, I'd rather take my chances being outside of the car.
Well, they've got these little, if something happens,
yeah,
look for the little square. They're like, they've got the little squares painted in different parts of the ferry that you're supposed to go there to be, you know, dealt with by the
really?
Crew members. And it's like, they ain't going to do nothing. There's no lifeboats on here. There's no, I don't even see any life preservers, nothing.
Yeah.
And all these cars are going to be floating around and sinking. And
oh, yeah.
Just better learn how to swim quick.
And, yeah. And that's the thing. Those boats are never really that big, so it's going to sink fast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is, I don't think it's that deep there. I mean, 10 feet's too deep. But.
Yeah. There's still tiger sharks there, though.
Oh, yeah. God dang it. God bless America.
Sorry, man. I couldn't resist. The bad thing is I didn't even realize how scared of sharks you were until I showed you the VR thing of the shark experience or whatever.
Yeah, that freaked me out.
It was good times.
It's good.
It still makes me chuckle. I think I still got video of that. I should post it on Twitter.
It's on Facebook.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think we ever posted it on Twitter.
No, you never did.
I should post it on Twitter.
You should.
I should.
I'm embarrassed. I'm a coward when it comes to sharks.
I don't blame you, man. I am too. And it's. I think it's just like, you know, Jaws came out of at a time whenever we were very impressionable.
Yes.
You know? And it's like, you know, Jaws, it just like the other movies of that time period, like... I can tell you right now, like, I was terrified to go even swimming in, like, the lake, even in, like, swimming pools and stuff like that. I was terrified to go swimming until, like, you know, my parents had to, like, finally tell me one day. They're like, look, sharks are saltwater fish. They're not going to get you while you're in the swimming pool or in the lake. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. But still, like, there's something about, like, especially, like, swimming in the lake whenever you're in the really deep part, like, mm-hmm. you're out on a boat, like, skiing or whatever.
That cold spot hits.
Yeah. Like you're like, what is that? Is that the lake monster?
Is that the
every,
body near
yeah,
there?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's my thing about, I mean, I'm not trying to be disgusting, but, I mean, come on, just, let's be honest. That's where people dump bodies.
Oh, yeah, just go to Lake Louisville. You'll be all right.
The last time we had a huge drought, I don't know how many cars they found with people in them in Ray Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
It's just gross, man.
It's not good at all. It's like there was that one up in Oklahoma that they'd found that the person had been missing since like the 60s. Yeah. And all of a sudden, like, we had that drought and they found the car that still had the person inside of it. And they're like, they thought that she had just disappeared or whatever, that she'd been kidnapped and blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude. Yeah. See, that would, I don't see how those guys do that, man. Like, That whole job of like being the diver that goes down to look for things like that, I wouldn't want to see it.
Special breed of people like that deal with that stuff. Like, I know a guy that's head of one of the local fire, and it's a volunteer fire department. He's served since he got out of high school, 20 something years, and he shows up to every wreck. I mean, we had a fatality just near my house not long ago that was a bad one.
Oh wow,
guy hit a tree going 90.
Oh, dude.
And, yeah, I was like, did you see that? And he just looked, it's not been a good month, man.
Yeah.
And that wreck, and then there's a fire in the truck, and he's like, I admire them
for
dealing with it, because somebody's got to.
I'm glad it's them and not me, because I couldn't deal with it. That'd be something that I would see whenever I close my eyes at night, and it's just, I don't know how you do it.
Well, the night that fatality happened, just now, my mom had called. She'd heard about it from somebody that, because we have an uncle that's on the fire department and volunteer. She'd heard about it. She called to check on us, and that day a fireman from the town near us, he's a paramedic fireman in for Denton, and he sees everything, and he's like, let's go see if maybe they need help. I'll go. And I'm like, no, it's okay. I'm like, I didn't
want
to go.
Yeah, you can go if you want to. I'm gonna stay.
He
right
was
here.
Ready to go, and he might should have, but I don't know, it's too late.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, a lot of those volunteer departments and things like that, they are very well trained. It's not like they're just a bunch of billy bobs in the backwoods and stuff like that. They do get a lot of specialized training and stuff. I know that because my brother-in-law's, you know, he's for Alvord. He's a volunteer fire department firefighter for Alvord, and they even had this forestry service come in and give them like special training here recently because they had that giant grass fire over in that area a couple of weeks ago when we were having those record heats or whatever.
Was he on that one?
Yeah.
I remember that day.
Yeah he was on that one where they actually had the airdrops of water and stuff like that coming in, all of that good stuff. I don't even know if I could do that job, just because, you know, you got to be dressed up in that blasted bunk gear out in the middle of the heat. It's like, no, I don't want to do that. I'd be asking for him to bring me the... We got to change the subject. This is kind of this is kind of dark. Hey, everybody. Welcome to 2BT. I'm David.
I'm Michael.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Stop with enough. Enough.
No. Please. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Again, no, I'm just playing. Oh, man, I totally got, like, I was like, okay, we got to put the brakes on this. It's been a pretty neat week, though, man. I got that Echo Plus.
Yeah, I got that, and you're learning how to train it to say bad things.
Yeah, and trying to
cling on. And exactly. You went on an adventure yesterday.
I did go on an adventure yesterday. I went with Adam. Adam messaged me oh, I guess it's been about a week and a half. And he asked me, he wanted to go on a toy run with me. And I kind of explained to him, I was like, look, I don't really do many toy runs anymore because it's kind of hard finding figures in stores nowadays. If you're a collector out there and you're listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, I don't know. Well, I'm assuming that you do because Hasbro just doesn't ship like what they used to. I don't know if it's, yeah. I don't know if it's Hasbro or if it's Walmart, one of those two, because I don't ever find figures that I'm looking for in stores. I just don't do it. I usually mainly order the ones that I need online and then I just call it a day. I miss the hunt. I miss the getting out there and looking for things. But he had said that and I was like, all right, yeah, dude, I'm down. We can totally do like a little video, some, because that's what he was wanting to do. He's wanting to shoot a video. And I was like, yeah, dude, that'll be cool. Like, we can do it. We'll figure something out. There's a store that I still like to go check out. That's Walmart in one of the little areas up around us that I like to go check out. I like to call it my honey hole because it's in a very rural area and like, and not stereotyping or anything like that, but usually the wrestling figures are really picked over, but the Star Wars is just nice and pristine. So I go there, clear out the Star Wars figures that I need and leave the wrestling figures alone. You know, like I don't collect wrestling obviously, but you know, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying that like the more rural areas you're going to find like the wrestling figures to be picked over than the Star Wars figures, I guess. I guess I am kind of being a jerk.
I'm not helping you out.
Yeah, exactly. You're just staring at me, like smiling at me. It's like, come on, dude, what are you doing? But anyways, he had mentioned that. And then I saw, I've actually been to the show before. It's the North Dallas Toy Show. I saw a thing pop up on my Facebook.
Oh, cool.
Like earlier this week. And I was like, oh, dude, well, that's coming. We can go do that. And, you know, you can shoot your video and all like this. And basically the same thing or whatnot. And I really kind of had gone, like, I'm always looking for some sort of vintage figure or whatnot. Speaking of which, I need to check for something real quick. Okay, cool. I was, I passed on a Leia Bush yesterday, a vintage Leia Bush yesterday that I probably should have got because I didn't have it. And I couldn't remember if I had it or couldn't remember if I had it or didn't have it. And I didn't have my checklist with me. So I should have taken my Kindle with me, didn't take my Kindle. And so I missed out. But anyways, I missed out, but didn't miss out because I did get something really, really cool. I got a vintage Han Solo. Check this dude out.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, with the trench coat. It's the Return of the Jedi Han. So me and Adam go to this toy show yesterday.
Looked like Han gained a little weight on this one. Didn't he? A little chunkier.
Yeah, he did. And that's what's crazy. Like, if you, I always make a joke about that. Like, if you watch, if you do like a marathon and you watch all the Star Wars movies, like especially the original trilogy, and one day you go A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and you watch Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Whenever Han comes out of Carbonite, from being put in Carbonite in Empire Strikes Back to Return of the Jedi, it looks like Han gained like 30 pounds in Carbonite. Like I don't think
they got to keep him alive, so maybe the right. Nutrient button was a little set up too high for him.
They were pumping him full of proteins the entire time he was in there. Proteins and donuts. But yeah, you know, there's an obvious weight gain. I mean, it's Harrison Ford, so he still looks like a badass, so it doesn't really matter. But you know, it's funny that you mentioned, oh, dude, he's still standing up pretty good right there.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
But so I picked up this guy yesterday, and he was $10, so I couldn't pass up on him. Like, I'd seen him go for quite a bit more, so one of the guys told me $10, and I was like, dude, he's in really good condition. His paint's, like, pretty much perfect. I haven't taken out the robe yet to clean him up real good, but I don't see any paint missing at all. There's not even missing any
on the, looks like, brand new
on the toe or the bottom of the feet. So it's kind of like crazy, and that could be that somebody maybe might have touched him up. Like I said, I got to do some more inspection on it just to kind of check it out. But it looks great. Like it's pristine. So when the guy told me $10, I was like, sold. I didn't even try to talk him down any at all. I was like, all right, that's fine.
Yeah.
And then we were walking around a little bit, and again, I hadn't really planned on buying much. Like, I wanted to look for a Hoth Leia, which the yellow vest and white jumpsuit. I really wanted to look for that, but that's an expensive figure. And I did see one, but they wanted $80 for it, and I wasn't going to pay $80. Yeah, so I was still walking around, and Adam was looking at something. Actually, he was videoing, taking some recording of something, and I was looking at this other guy's table, and I saw this guy right here, For $5.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's
40th anniversary Star Wars Ben Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, 40th anniversary Black Series Obi-Wan Kenobi on the card and everything like that. The only problem is that the card was coming off from, or the bubble was coming off of the card. I saw that the guy had $5 written on it. So I slyly opened up my wallet, pulled four $1 bills out of it, put them in my pocket, and put my wallet back in my back pocket. And I turned and looked at the guy and I said, is that really $5? And he goes, yeah. And then he showed me that where the card is coming off of.
He's honest.
Yeah. He was like, he goes, yeah, this is starting to separate. And it looks like, it honestly looks like he tried to glue it by the way it looks. Because especially there on the card, it looks like he tried to put some super glue on it and glue it back together. Mm-hmm. It was unsuccessful. But like I said, he was like, $5. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And so I pulled out some of my ones and I counted them. I was like, oh, dude, I was like, I got $4. Would you take four? He goes, yeah, I'll take four. So I got that for $4, right?
And that is, I mean, this is an awesome looking figure.
It is, man. It's a really good figure.
So detailed and the face.
Yeah. And I got that. The only reason why I bought that is so that way I could put Ben Kenobi in the land speeder with Luke Skywalker up here. Because,
oh, awesome.
Yeah. If you're going to have, I need another R2 and another 3PO to go in there with them, just because it's like, if you're going to have a land speeder with Luke, you got to have a Ben Kenobi riding in there.
Trying to compare this one to the one that's right above you on the top shelf in that black box.
Oh, yeah. It's the same figure.
It's the same figure, right?
It is. Yeah.
Nice.
It is the same figure. Nice. It's just different packaging.
Don't you like it when you find stuff like that?
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It's like a treasure hunt.
Yeah, especially I didn't really even need it, but since it was such a good price, I couldn't pass it up.
No.
You know?
Crazy not to get it.
And so, like, you know, he takes a few more shots. We get out of there. We leave. And we're coming back to Denton, and Sears and Golden Triangle Mall has been closing. And so I was like, hey, you want to go by there and look at fixtures? Because I checked out their shelves at one point in time. And he's kind of the same as me, always needing more shelf space.
Yeah, yeah.
Always needing more shelf space. So I was like, I don't really have any space to put shelves right now, but I can at least put them in my garage until I get space to put them up. Because, yeah. I mean, who doesn't want some cheap shelving? So we pull by there. Sears is closed, except for they're open from 10 to 5 Monday through Friday now. And it's just selling the fixtures that are left. And so I was like, ah, well, that kind of sucks. And he mentioned to me, he goes, oh, well, Movie Trading Company is having a sale. And now if you've never been to Movie Trading Company or you're wondering, Dave, what the hell is Movie Trading Company? We live in a different state and I've never even heard of it before. Movie Trading Company is a really cool place and it's in where Hastings used to be at. And it's just a big movie store, like a huge movie store that they have a used movies, new movies also, but they have mainly used movies. And use video games and comics and toys and just collectibles. It's just a really fun store.
You can go and buy everything there from like bundles of 100 Magic the Gathering cards. For cheap old stuff. Every kind of thing. The only thing that's missing to separate it from being like a Hastings would, I'd say, books.
Yeah.
And they have comic books.
And they do have they now have added Dungeons & Dragons books there.
Yeah, I saw those.
And they were expensive, so I was like, yeah. Yeah,
that stuff's high, even if it's on resale.
Yeah, I knew it was.
Quit.
Hey! You better watch it, doggy.
Tired of hearing a lick. That's all it was. Sorry, guys. But I could just hear the...
Yeah.
In my head, like... constantly. It's like, good grief. But anyways, so we go to a Movie Trading Company and they're having a huge sale this weekend. So once you leave here and you want to go to Movie Trading Company, let me know. I'll follow you down there because I'm thinking about going back and looking for a couple more movies. But anyways, I was like, yeah, sure, let's go check it out, because it's like buy two get one free or something like that or whatever. And then all the collectibles and toys were for 33% off.
Wow.
And I'd gone in there again, not really like planning on buying anything, but Adam wanted to go check out the video game. So I was like, all right, that sounds pretty neat. And so we go in there, and of course I go to the back to go check out the toys and collectibles and things like that or whatever. And they've got like a Star Wars area, and a lot of them, they've got some pretty cool figures. Actually, there's one that I need to go back in there and get, just because I'd like to add more Praetorian guards to my setup back over here with Snoke.
Yeah, you need about 5 or 6 more, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I do. So I'm going to go probably back there and get like 4 or 5 more Praetorians just for grins, just because I want to flesh out that thing just to make it movie accurate, sir. But I go back there and I was looking around, and then I came across this dude right here. So I'll toss that over to you.
Okay.
And it's a Celebration 3 Darth Vader.
Oh, wow.
And they had him for $3.99. Now, I'm not sure what that retailed at Celebration 3. I do know that people paid a hell of a price while standing in line to get it. Like, apparently, like, a buddy of mine went to Celebration 3. It was in Indianapolis. And he told me that he stood in line for 6 hours just to get his blasted Celebration 3 Vader.
Wow.
Yeah, and I paid, and it wasn't even $3.99 because it was 33% off of $3.99. So that was $2 and something, $2.84, I think, is what I paid.
Awesome.
Yeah. And it was $2.84. And so for the whole day yesterday, I've got the vintage Return of the Jedi Han with trench coat, which is in great condition. Also, there's a little bitty spot on his butt back here, but I think I can clean that off with a little bit of water and soap. I got the 40th anniversary Black Series Obi-Wan Kenobi on the car, but it's all floppy, so that's coming off, actually. And then this dude right here, which was the Celebration 3 Darth Vader, who was on the card also, but it was, dude, the card was jacked up, so yeah. I just went ahead and opened it. Under $20, actually, like right at 17, because the only reason why I say 17 is because you got to add the tax on this fella right here.
Some guy is really sad right now because his roommate sold that.
Right, exactly.
Or his mom took it after when he was away at school.
Yeah.
Or I guess he'd be...
Or what it was is somebody had bought it because they're like, that's going to be worth a lot of money one day. And then they're like tired of sitting on it and gathering dust. And they're like, well, the card's messed up anyway, so I'm going to take it to movie trading company. Movie trading company probably gave them like 25 cents for it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I bought it for $2.84. So $10 plus $4 plus $3, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, it was freaking awesome.
Bargain hunting is the best. Dude,
what's really cool is this.
Welcome to Star Wars Celebration 3.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Never would you find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
And then?
Your journey to the dark side is now complete.
Oh, wow.
There's more.
Prepare to experience the revenge of the Sith.
Whoa.
It is your destiny. The dark side of the Force is strong with you.
Oh. And then that's it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Welcome to Star Wars Celebration.
I mean, the noisemaker, the voice, like, thing, it's like, that almost, like, makes it right there, man. I was like, what are that? Yeah. I wasn't even sure if that would work, because I tried it out in the package, and the batteries were dead, because Celebration 3 was in 2005, and like I said, in Indianapolis, but it's also Celebration 3 for Revenge of the Sith, and that's the reason why it says get ready to experience Revenge of the Sith. And I want to say that they had like special footage and stuff like that of Revenge of the Sith there at Celebration 3. I don't know. I didn't go to Celebration 3. I didn't even know what Celebration was at that point in time. But yeah, whenever I got that home and I got the little story, like, actually screwed up and opened up this bottom part right here, and there's nothing in there.
really?
Except for two wires. The battery compartment's here on the back. And I opened up the battery compartment and actually switched out the batteries, and that worked. But what else is cool? What else did I do this past week that I found that was way freaking awesome that's been staring at me in the face? I might have mentioned this in the last week's show, but I can't remember if I did or didn't, so I'm going to go ahead and tell it again. I found that dude right there. The Star Wars Galactic Battle.
Oh, no, you didn't bring that up. You sent us a pictures of it.
Yeah. Oh, let me just go ahead and get this out real quick.
And I meant to ask you last week about it, but we never got to it.
Oops. I just.
It's like, is it like Battleship?
It is Battleship. It's Tiger Electronics, electronic Star Wars Battleship. It's called Electronic Galactic Battle.
Okay.
But it's Battleship, but Star Wars. I'm not going to set up the entire thing, but you see here that it's got the little game board. I've got all the pieces in here.
Okay.
But the coolest part of it, like I said, is like I opened it up because it had been up in the top of my closet. What's stupid? Like, I've been trying to find this for I don't know how long, and I had actually, like, got on eBay and started pricing these, and I couldn't find one. I didn't see one yesterday at that toy show, but I didn't ask the dude how much he wanted for it because I wasn't going to ask him because I've got mine, and I don't really even care what they're selling for. But I saw one yesterday at the toy show, but I was just like, awesome. So I get this thing out of the top of my closet. What's weird is, like, it'd been staring at me right in the face. Like, if it would have been a snake, it would have jumped out and bit me. And I go to get something off the top shelf, and there it is, like, right underneath, like, a stack of books that I don't really, I mean.
So,
like,
you had it.
Yeah, I had it, and I'd seen it, like, every day.
And you just didn't remember you had it.
Yeah, because I'd seen it every day for the past, like, 12, 13 years that I've been living here. And I just didn't realize that I had it sitting there staring at me right in the blasted face.
Oh, man.
But the cool part is, like, I open it up. I open up the little battery compartment. It's there on the back.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. I don't have batteries in it right now. I did that on purpose. I let the batteries out so that way it wouldn't get screwed up. Man. Oh, that's aggravating.
Are they in the box?
No. Oh, did I put them in the box? I don't think I did. Let me look. Like,
talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, right?
Again, ponder the meaning of life. Of course, we can. I could sing a song. You don't want me to sing?
I sing a whole lot of Rosie since it's been stuck in my head.
No.
Yeah, I don't have any batteries in there. I've got a bunch of batteries in the kitchen, but I'm not going to run in there and get them. You know what? I am going to run in and get
pause.
Them. Yeah, we're going to pause. We'll be right back. A little short 5 minute, 5 second, whatever break. Whenever I walked into the living room and you had that going, I guess I was like, "What is that noise?" I was like, "Oh wait, that's Michael's Wonder Boom." Isn't that what it's called? The Wonder Boom?
Yeah, it's
the
Wonder Boom.
The Wonder Boom
is a bubbling cauldron.
Ah.
Now we're hanging out in Hogwarts, studying in the Gryffindor common room.
Okay, so I went and got batteries, and I went ahead and assembled the rest of it because it's got this neat little thing. You know, it makes it look like you're looking through the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon. And it's the same on, actually, it's not the same on both sides. I guess one side is supposed to be like.
Yeah, because it's different symbols.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's set up for it to be the rebel side.
See, you got the symbol there, then red.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. It does have opposite sides. Okay, so one side is actually set up for. Oh, yeah. One side set up for Rebels, one side set up for Empire. So that gives you an idea how long it's been since I played this thing. Now, this thing came out in 1997, and the batteries that I found that were still inside of it expired in 2002, and one of them had busted. So I took the batteries out and cleaned the connections that where it had corroded or whatever with lemon juice. So if you guys don't know what you clean battery corrosion out with, you use lemon juice. So just a little heads up. So I cleaned the contacts with a little bit of lemon juice and then went through and then cleaned that with some alcohol. Cleaned that up, waited about 5 minutes for make sure everything was dry, and then plugged some batteries in it and did this.
Ready, Rebel Commander. Ready, Imperial Commander.
Whoa.
May the Force be with you.
Yeah. Nice. It's so awesome. It like lights up. You know, I'm going to start it over again so that way you can see it even better.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It lights up. It does all that good stuff, man. It's freaking cool.
May the Force be with you.
What are those other buttons?
Select game.
That's to, like, set your pieces. Like, you can, it's, I've got the, I've got all the instruction books and all like that and, like, the warranty card.
Like, oh, wow.
The warranty card, the card that gives you, oh, yeah, we'll just turn that back off. The card that gives you, like, how many pieces you're supposed to have and blah, 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 how many pegs you're supposed to have and all like that good stuff, like, is all still in the box, even though the box looks like crap. It's still over there.
Very nice.
So, yeah, sorry about that, guys.
Always Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. It's always Christmas at my house because you're gonna find some toy somewhere that I didn't realize I had, and it's like just gonna be like, oh, that's awesome. So I, you know, I always think about, like, the, you know, like, what happens whenever I die? Like, people are gonna be going through my stuff and going like, what the hell? Like, whoever gets all my crap, they're probably going to just be throwing a lot of stuff away because hopefully by the time I die, then this is just going to be worthless pieces of plastic.
I doubt it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I was thinking about that the other day. I don't know if it'll still be that big of a deal when we get, you know, the age. I mean, I'm hoping that's going to be at least another 40 or 50 more years.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going to be the cool fad in the 50 years?
Yeah.
This will be a footnote in our cultural evolution.
And who knows? I might just decide to sell everything whenever I retire so that way I can fund my gallivanting across the world.
Yeah, keep your most precious select things that you want to keep.
Oh, yeah.
Like your original.
Yeah, I would totally keep my vintage stuff just because that stuff is like, I know I've talked about that before, but that's the stuff that's like close to my heart, you know, just because that's what I played with as a kid. And I know everybody, like, you look at the figures and you're like, dude, that doesn't look anything like, you know, Han Solo, or that doesn't look anything like Luke Skywalker, or even Princess Leia, but, you know, it's pretty cool.
Mustard yellow hair.
Yeah, exactly.
It's still awesome, though.
Oh, God, yeah, man. Yeah, it's totally awesome. It's kind of the same thing with the big head Han and the small head Han. Now, I don't have a representation for the big head Han, but it's comical. Like, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely just ridiculous on how, like, bad of representation that they had of him. And as the figures got older, like, they did a little bit better, but still, it's like, oh, man.
Chewbacca with his baby blue eyes.
Oh, yeah. And his, like, well, and that's the thing. Like, Chewbacca, if you ever look at Chewbacca, his eyes are really, really blue because it's Peter Mayhew. That's how Peter Mayhew's mm-hmm. eyes were.
Speaking of Chewbacca.
Yeah.
We watched, and I don't know if I watched it. It was Harry and the Hendersons. I told you earlier, my sister-in-law is having her, like, 5th birthday, something like that, and I thought her daughter had picked out. She actually just wanted to watch. She came out of her house this weekend, stayed and hung out with my wife, and they did some stuff yesterday. But what she did wanted to do is watch Harry and the Hendersons, because I guess growing up that was like one of her movies. Like,
oh, okay,
we have our movies that we love to go back to. Like,
yeah,
you know, I guess on my birthday I'd like to watch like maybe Indiana Jones or something like that. And I don't remember how awesome. My wife hated it. She said, that's so lame. It's so lame. I'm like, man, considering the fact that it was made when it was made.
Yeah.
The guy, the Harry, the Bigfoot Sasquatch character, was pretty darn amazing. The emotion they were able to show on his face. And I don't remember what year it came out. What's his name? And good Lord, I forgot his name.
Who's that?
The dad.
John Lithgow?
John Lithgow is so young in it.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I thought it was a really good movie. I guess I never watched it before.
Yeah. Well, and see, that's the thing. Like, I remember watching Harry and the Hendersons, but I've only seen it one time. I remember we rented it, you know, from the little VHS, the video store, and Sanger is like either out of sight or video and subs to go. One of the those two places, you know, there was two VHS stores. That was before Blockbuster and all like that crap or whatever. And I know that we rented it from one of those two places. But I couldn't tell you. I do remember whenever the first time I saw that, the only thing I knew about John Lithgow was I'd seen him in the Twilight Zone movie.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And, here it is. Harry and the Hendersons, 1987.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I thought it held up pretty good. My wife was like, nah, that's so dated.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Well, see, now I'm wondering who played Harry, because it had to be somebody in the suit.
Oh, yeah. And it was, I mean, he was very active.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I remember seeing it. A guy by the name of Kevin Peter Hall played Harry in Harry and the Hendersons. But, oh, wow, he's dead.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, died in 1991. Well, he's only 6'5". Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, he's 6'9". Okay. He started his junior year at 6'5" and finished it at 6'9".
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
I had a summer like that, though. Like,
you did? You shot up inches?
Dude, it hurts.
Painful.
It hurts. Like, nobody realizes that hurts.
Growing pain.
Yeah, dude. You wake up in the middle of the night and your freaking shins are hurting. It sucks. But, yeah, I remember seeing Harry and the Hendersons, but like I said, I've only seen it the one time. So I can't really tell you anything about the story. I kind of remember a little bit about it. Like they gone like camping out in the woods or whatever. And don't they hit,
they hit
Bigfoot with their station wagon or whatever.
They hit him with the station wagon
and they bring him back home.
And he wakes up and yeah, he turned out Bigfoot is a vegetarian.
Yeah.
And this guy's a hunter and he had to go hide all the mounted animals.
Oh, that's
in
right.
The closet.
Yeah.
And the kid's going to go get a camera to take a picture and opens the closet and all these mounted animal heads fall out and Harry just almost looks like he's going to cry. And they have to go out and bury everything in the backyard and give it a funeral. They even like buried the roast beef from the freezer.
Really?
Because he did not eat an animal and hurt anything around him. It's good. But the reason I bring it up is the whole time I'm watching, I'm like, because we had just recently finished watching The Crown, first two seasons.
Yeah.
Which stars John Lithgow as Churchill.
Okay.
So the whole time I'm thinking, there's Churchill. Churchill wouldn't be doing that. So I just thought it was funny because it's like he embedded himself so much recently as Churchill.
Yeah.
Which leads me to, did you watch Darkest Hour yet?
No, I started it the other day. I started the other night and it was late. Like I started at like midnight and I was already starting to get sleepy, but I started that and I could feel myself waking up, like getting really into it. I got about 20 minutes into it and I stopped it because I was like, I can't watch this right now because if I start it right now, I'm going to get so into it. I'm going to be going to bed at 3:00 in the morning and I'm going to be wide awake whenever I go to bed.
It's one of those movies that, you know, it's focusing all on Churchill. You don't see much. It's not an action, it's really kind of a slower movie.
Yeah.
It's about his coming to power as prime minister.
Yeah.
And, you know, as much as I love John Lithgow in The Crown being Churchill,
Gary Oldman
is Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
And another thing I love about it is, you know what I mean when I say Churchill wasn't Churchill that we know of. The Churchill we grew up hearing about didn't exist until after he won the war.
Yeah.
George Washington was not George Washington until after he won the war.
Yeah.
These legendary people, they get all this build up and praise and heaped on them after they've succeeded at something, could have just as easily gone down in the trash heaps of history if they had failed.
Oh, yeah. Because it even shows, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you there. Because it even shows that, like, what I got to in Churchill before I turned it off was he gets, deemed prime minister. I guess he gets nominated as prime minister.
He gets selected.
Yeah, he gets. That's what it was. Yeah, he gets selected as prime minister, and he delivers his first speech. And I got to the part where the dude's telling the other guy that, you know, watch him at the end of the speech, and if he waves with his handkerchief.
I believe that's Chamberlain, the guy that appeased Hitler to where Hitler got everything he wanted.
So
he lost power.
Yeah.
And basically the setup is, he's set up to fail.
Yeah.
Because this other guy didn't want to take on the reins of power right yet. He wanted to come in, sweep in, and save things after Churchill.
Yeah.
They expected him to screw it all up.
Yeah. And then
is what the movie made.
And I thought the speech that he gave was like freaking moving. Like I'm sitting there going like, yeah.
Well, yeah, and Churchill was a wordsmith.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, and it was the interactions, and like I said, I've only seen like 20 minutes of the movie right now, and like I'm freaking like in love with it.
Yeah,
I thought Gary Oldman, what little bit of that I've seen, I thought he did a phenomenal job, even just like because I'm guessing that he actually gained the weight for the part. Maybe
I don't know. It looks real.
Yeah, it looks real. That's the reason why I'm guessing he gained the weight for the part. I'm guessing he basically just had to because that would have been like close to like a good 60, 70 pounds that he would have had to gain for that part is what it looks like. Or if not, maybe more because I know he's not
He's not a very big.
Yeah,
man.
He's always been really thin, especially like whenever you think about his roles in like Fifth Element. And things like that, and Harry Potter, you know, his Severus, who he played, he played Sirius Black. Sirius Black and Harry Potter, like super thin, man.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked to me like if it's his real weight, he had to put on like at least close to 100 pounds, it would seem like.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just amazing. I loved his interaction that he had with like his personal secretary lady or whatever.
Yeah.
He's coming out of the bathroom and he's like, I'm done coming out naked or whatever.
Yeah. I'm in a state of nature. Yeah. Warning, I'm coming out in a state of nature.
Yeah.
And he's like, waddles through
the clothes. And there's like no stopping either. Like he doesn't care. He just doesn't give a damn. And
no. Yeah. He was a kind of interesting personality. And I really love it that they show that instead of him just being so confident. He was confident.
Oh, yeah.
He was right. But they're also show that he had a little bit of self-doubt, a little bit.
Yeah, but his wife was a big player and pushing him also. Yeah,
supporter of him. It's just good. And you had a good idea, and I was going to suggest that to you and Steve when y'all Dunkirk, the movie, which we watched over here not long ago. It's right near the end of the movie or after you watch Darkest Hour, throw in Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Because a lot, and that's why it's called the Darkest Hour, because there was no, you know, he has the conversation. Oh, you haven't got to that part yet. Well, anyhow, they were.
No, it's all good. Like, it's not history. Like it's not in history. So
it's history. I'm like, spoilers. I mean, America wasn't helping anybody out. We were. Yeah. That's another part of our history we kind of forget.
Yeah.
After World War One, we became extremely isolationist, and all this stuff was going on over in Europe. Bad stuff was happening. We knew it, and we were not going to help.
No,
American people weren't going to have it. Like, even letting them get they bought some bombers and some planes.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't deliver them.
Yeah.
They had to like deliver them within a mile or so of the Canadian border. And they had to like, the suggestion was then get some horses because you can't use mechanized vehicles to move them because it's illegal. We've set up this law.
Oh, wow.
And you can cross the border, come get your planes and drag them back across the Canadian border.
Really?
That's what Roosevelt tells them in the movie.
Good grief.
And I'm pretty sure it's based on fact.
I'm sure it is.
We did get eventually the Lend-Lease program.
Yeah.
And then, of course, once the angry giant got woke up with Pearl Harbor, then we, ramped up production and patriotism and all that stuff. But it wasn't until we got hit that we would help. And the same thing happened in World War One.
Oh, yeah.
World War One.
That's the reason
the Doughboys, they were, we only joined was it late 1917 or 1918? The war ended in 1919.
Yeah, it was late 1917, early 1918, I want to say, when we finally we started sending troops over there in 1917. And then, we were, full force and to the thick of it in 1918.
I mean, that war was real hell.
And that's the one that I'm so disappointed about that they don't do more movies and things like that over.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, I feel like that story needs to be told, and I think it needs to be, especially here in the United States, because obviously, they still feel the effects of it in France. You know, there's still 400 something square miles of area in France that is uninhabitable because of World War One. You know, mm-hmm. It cannot be lived in. It cannot. You're not even allowed to go in because the unexploded munitions that are still buried in the ground there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the gases and just the toxicity of the landscape itself. I mean, you're talking about a war that they would lob shells that forever changed the landscape in an area. That it just totally decimated an area, and people don't realize it, especially over here, because you don't really study it all that much because we didn't get into the war all that often.
What we get taught is we showed up and saved the day.
Yeah, we get taught Torah, and then all of a sudden we're in World War II, and that's about it. And that was actually a question and trivia thing that I go to every Tuesday nights, and I was so disappointed with my team because it was like, what was the Japanese code word for when they found the Pacific Fleet at Pearl Harbor? And of course the code was Torah. Yeah. And everybody on my team was like, oh, I don't know, what was it? I was like, dude, it's a movie. It's like, come on, man, it was a good movie at that too. This is a great freaking movie. I'm afraid we have woken the sleeping giant. Yeah, good times. But yeah,
you gotta finish that.
I'm gonna, that's on the plan for today. That is what I'm gonna do today. And I mentioned to you watching Darkest Hour, pausing that and then watching Dunkirk, and I freaking love Dunkirk, dude. I watched that movie, I've only seen it about four, maybe five times, but whenever it came on HBO Now, whenever it came on HBO, I watched it twice back to back. There's not many movies that I'll do that with. Like, I did that with Interstellar.
It's an interesting movie, the way they structured it, too. You told me when we watched it, so just pay attention.
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of confusing.
Yeah.
But the payoff is because you're dealing with different timelines.
Exactly. And it keeps flipping, flopping to different timelines at each time. Like, and spoiler alert to all that haven't seen Dunkirk. And if you haven't seen Dunkirk, please go watch it. Please watch it. Please watch it. You'll enjoy it. And if you don't enjoy it, then send me hate mail. And I know you won't, so don't worry about it because you're going to dig it. Go by, check it out. And it's like, it has three different timelines going on at the same time. You have the men on the boat with the young boy. You have the pilots. That's a different timeline. And then you have the soldier. That's another different timeline.
Yeah, on the beach.
Like, yeah, exactly. And then you can, they're all working towards one another. And then finally towards the end of the movie, like almost like right at the end of the movie, about like 30 minutes before the movie ends, is one of the timelines finally converge. And it is confusing the first time you see it, but it's still great, man. And Christopher Nolan, you know, he's, you know, brought you The Dark Knight, brought you this masterpiece, what I like to call a masterpiece in Dunkirk. The only thing I was disappointed about with that movie was the soundtrack. I think I could have used a little bit more epic brass, a little bit of orchestration or something like that. But still, it was really cool. It had a very Christopher Nolan soundtrack to it, to where it's not much of a sound. It's more you're supported by image. And there's not really a lot of dialogue in the movie either.
It's interesting that I guess those two movies came, Darkest Hour and Dunkirk, came out about the same time, didn't
they? Yeah, it's very close, apparently.
And because they are hand in hand, one is tied to the other. The Darkest Hour for Great Britain, England, was this. Because they're pretty much, they had 300,000 troops.
Yeah,
stuck on the beach.
Stuck on the beach,
and they weren't going to last.
No,
the Germans were about to.
They were about
crush
to,
them.
Yeah, they were about to, and that was going to be like basically the main expanse of the British army at that point in time. Because
the French had pretty much.
Yeah, well, the French. This is the thing that drives me up the wall. Is they're like, oh well, the French just laid down and gave up, and it's like, no, the French didn't. The French were still decimated from.
Yeah,
and decimate is not even really a good word because decimated is 1 out of 10. Notice the deca at the beginning of it.
Yeah,
deca is 10. It's 1 out of 10. So decimate is not even a good word. It's more like they were devastated.
Yeah,
still from World War One.
Yeah.
They, you know, so you got to understand World War One to kind of understand World War Two. Because if you don't understand World War One, then you look at World War Two and just go like, oh, well, yeah, the French laid down. The French couldn't do anything. The French couldn't do anything because they didn't have any people left.
Yeah.
Anybody from the age of 18 to 30 was basically dead or wounded or still scarred from the war that they just had, you know, barely 10 years before, barely 20 years before. Yeah. And, you know, it's just. I don't know. It's.
Let's see. There were like 7 million French soldiers in combat zones during World War One.
Okay.
And on average, 900 men were killed every day.
Yeah.
During the war from 1914 to 1918.
Yeah. And you're talking about you'd have battles that would have casualties of the hundreds of thousands, man.
Yeah.
You know?
A meat grinder.
Yeah. No, exactly. And it's, you know, 19th century tactics with 20th century weapons.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, it's
mechanized warfare.
Yeah. Sending the row of men running at a machine gun saying, okay, well, we'll take it at some point in time. You know, but that's the thing. It's sad and horrible. But I forgot what I was talking about. I know we're talking about Dunkirk, but yeah. I can't remember how, like what.
Well, France couldn't help.
Yeah, the French couldn't help because they didn't have anything left. That's the whole purpose of why, you know, Great Britain was there. The United Kingdom had sent their troops in.
1,400,000 persons is what this one website is saying of civilians and soldiers combined.
Oh, really? And that's for World War One.
World War One. This is what I'm saying. Yeah.
And I want to say the British Army had like 300,000 men on the beach there at Dunkirk. And I can't remember exactly what the percentage that Churchill wanted. He said, get me this many men off that beach.
Yeah.
And that's whenever, you know, the British Navy and all like that started just recruiting
and
boats.
And they got almost every one of them.
Yeah. Yes.
Here's the numbers. 1914, France lost 301,000 troops.
Good Lord.
301,000. That's the number of people that were in the British Army.
Yeah.
On at Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Then 349,000, 1915, 252,000, 164,000, and then in 1918, 235,000.
Yeah.
So, yeah, over a million.
Oh, yeah.
That's just one country.
Yeah, that's just one country, and you're talking about a country at that point in time that's still not very big. I mean, you don't have the population size as what you have now.
No, no.
You know, because what the life expectancy of a child was about like 1 in 5 that you were going to make it just as a child. Because, you know, it was no big, I won't say it wasn't a big deal, but it was very commonplace for a family to have a child and then that child die because whatever purpose, like disease or whatnot, you know, just can't keep them alive.
The population of France is 40 million in 1914.
Golly.
So one, well over one out of every 40 people died.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Yeah, when you start thinking about it like that, that is a...
Yeah. Yeah.
Complete devastation.
And that's just deaths. So then you start thinking about the actual casualty of like, well, this guy might be missing an arm or this guy might be missing a leg.
Paralyzed, brain damaged,
shell shocked still from what happened in World War One.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, man, we've had some pretty dark conversations on this episode.
Yeah, well, it's reality, man.
Yeah, it is, man. I'm talking about the scuba divers that... You know,
you brought that up.
It was Jaws, man. It was Jaws because that's the part that scared me most about Jaws was whenever they go down, whenever he dives down and he's checking out the boat that's been attacked by the shark and he's looking inside that hole and that dude's head floats by or whatever. It's like, oh, God. And you think it's going to be the shark is what it is. And it's like, no, it's not the shark. It's the dead body stuff like that or whatever. Yeah.
Man.
It's dire.
Did you watch Hostiles?
Yes, I did. That's a really good movie.
That is a good movie.
Oh, man.
It got a lot of criticism because it said, oh, these are just cookie-cutter Indians, cookie-cutter soldiers and stuff. And of course, he turns. No, there's a... If you thought that this was being a cookie-cutter representation of a Native American Indian, oh, he's so wise and smart, you're not paying attention to the story because this guy was not... He was a killer.
Yeah.
He was a killer, and he, you know, he'd been in prison for a time. He wanted to be with his family. He was dying, and he, you know, that journey that they show. Another thing, I'll knock about the show is they don't really show you how long it would have taken to go from, I believe, Arizona up into, was it Montana? It's
New Mexico.
No, New Mexico up into Montana or Minnesota, or something like that. That would have taken over 2 months.
Oh, God, yeah.
And makes it look like a lot faster. So it's like, how did he all of a sudden in 2 weeks go from hating Indians to loving them? It's like, no, you're not getting it. This is like, they were in close proximity for a long time. And that would have, they would have
gotten
the connection.
I mean, at that point in time, if you hate somebody and you spend every day with that person for 2 months, you're gonna eventually have a little bit of sympathy because you're gonna find out about that person.
He's a person.
At some point in time, you're gonna start seeing that person as not an animal anymore, but as a person.
Yep.
Quit,
Sally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. And like I said, I know I messaged y'all. I was like, man, like I really liked Herschel on The Walking Dead, but seeing him on Hostiles really made me hate him. And then
that was the old guy at the end, right?
Yeah, he's the old guy at the end where he's like, you know, talking about them being on his land or whatever. And, you know, spoiler alert, old girl, she lit him up. You know, I was like, yeah.
Yep.
It's one of those moments in the movie where you just get like super excited. You're like, awesome. It's like the blowing up of the Death Star or whatever. And Han Solo comes swooping in to save the day. Old girl just blasts him with that gun, dude. It's like, whoa, dude. I was kind of expecting it, but I wasn't 100% sure. And then, she lit him up. It's good times. Definitely good movie.
Laid him out.
Yeah. So that's the movie picks for this week. Hostiles is on Netflix for free to watch. So you can go by there or, you know, if you have HBO or HBO Now, watch Dunkirk and or watch both Devil with it. Watch Dunkirk and watch Darkest Hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, because they're both really good performances.
But oh, yeah.
It's just strong.
Oh, Lord, yeah. Yeah. I that's one thing I was wondering. Who was it that played Churchill's wife in Darkest Hour? That's
a good question. She's very recognizable.
Yeah, and I can't think of who it is. Like, I saw her face, and I was like, she looks like a person that I should know, but she's got, you know, I don't, I'm guessing because her face looked a little bit young, so I'm guessing that it was just a good makeup job that they did on her.
Let's see real quick.
But what little bit I saw of her, she did an excellent job also, and I feel like I'm kind of doing her disservice. Oh, it's
Kristen Scott Thomas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Kristen Scott Thomas. Of course, Gary Oldman is Winston. The secretary is named somebody, Elizabeth Layton. King George the VI.
Ben Mendelsohn. That was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know he was in that until I started watching it. I was like, that's great.
And that's, if you like that, you should probably check out The Crown. I told you one episode in particular to watch.
Yeah.
Because it goes into Prince Philip. Yeah, Philip's connections, family's connections to the Nazi Germans.
Yeah.
And they allude to it in the first season about, oh, he's got sisters married to Nazis. And it's like, this one episode in the second season, I think it's episode 6, it shows you the connections, and they were not, it's like really, really deep.
Okay.
Connection.
It was like family connections, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they were living in Germany. He was a Greek prince and was living in, this family ended up, got kicked out of Greece, ousted or whatever. And
okay.
Ended up having to live in Germany.
Yeah.
And then he got sent to school in Scotland, I believe.
Oh, okay.
It's a good story.
I'll definitely check it out because it sounds cool. I mean, like, since hearing you talk about it, it's in my queue anyways. I don't know what Netflix calls it anymore. I don't know what they call it now. I still call it the instant queue because that's what it was called when I first signed up however many years ago. I guess I signed up for Netflix in 2010. It just dawned on me. Yeah.
I signed up for Netflix and when it was just DVDs.
Yeah.
And that's how I would get the DVDs 3 at a time, send one back, get another one back. By the time I finished all the other movies, I'd had more movies to watch. I loved that service because I didn't, you know. Then we'd moved by the time that...
I don't even know if they do the DVDs anymore.
They used to still. You'd have to pay an extra $5 or $6 a month.
Okay.
To do it, but
yeah.
What's the point now?
Yeah, exactly. That was the problem with that. I always forgot to send the movies back. I had that Blockbuster Online thing, too. And that was what was great about it, is if you could take them back to the store, and then it also came with, like, a coupon. And then you could take the coupon to the store and get another free movie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but I did the Blockbuster Online, and then I had Netflix, and then, yeah. Yeah, but anyways, yeah, I forgot what I was about to talk about. Yeah, I would definitely want to check out The Crown. It's actually already in my instant queue. It's been in there for a while, and I've been wanting to watch it. That's one thing I've always kind of been curious about. Like, I don't really give too much of a crap about the British royalty.
I don't either. And then after you watch this, you really won't.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. Like, I've always wondered, like, you know, King George, and obviously he died. I don't know what he died from. Or whatever. It seems like he's been dead for a really long time because Queen Elizabeth has been the head of the family for quite some time.
Yeah, she was crowned in early 50s.
I was going to say, it was in 52
or something like that.
Yeah.
He actually died. They made her wait for a certain period of time before she actually got crowned.
Okay.
For some reason. And there's all this family. This gets a bit soap opery. There's all this family scandal.
Oh, yeah.
The younger sister, so jealous. she thinks she could be a better queen, and she wants the attention. And
yeah.
She would do things differently with more personality. And then Philip is... You'll hate Prince Philip.
Oh, really?
I guarantee you one thing. If I know who canceled... whoever works in the for the royal family, if they didn't cancel their Netflix subscription for the palace, they probably lost their job because this does not make the royal family look good, especially Prince Philip. He was a scandalous dog, a whiny baby.
Really?
The way they make him look is just so bad. But it's one of those things like, and then they go back and show you how he grew up, and it's like, well, okay, I can kind of forgive him a little bit, except for, I can't forgive him for the cheating on his wife. I can't forgive him for the way he treats his children. But he didn't have it easy.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it's a good.
I'm definitely going to check it out. Like, she couldn't, Prince Charles got divorced and he couldn't become king or something like that, or because of Camilla Barker, Parker, whatever her name was.
Parker Bowles.
Parker Bowles.
Parker Bowles. Let's redneck this up. Camilla. Parker Bowles.
Anyways, like, he couldn't be crowned king because he married her or something like that, right? But it also makes me wonder why Queen Elizabeth hasn't, like, handed over the crown to, like, who's next in line? Is it Prince William that's next in line?
I think Charles still is available to become king, though. She just isn't. They've made changes.
Oh, okay.
They've made changes now to where I think I think Charles can become king.
Yeah.
I think she's just going to hold on until she dies, though, because she's going to be the longest reigning monarch.
If
she hasn't already passed Victoria, she will.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then William, and then they've made a law recently to where, like, after William, it'll be his firstborn child. And then they've also made it to where the daughter could also.
Oh, okay. So Prince Harry, he's just kind of.
Harry doesn't have to worry about anything. He just gets to live off.
He just gets to chill.
The money.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's not going to.
Oh, he's like
the complete decimation of the some real big tragedy for him to ever become king.
I always liked him. He always just kind of seemed like he's just like doing his thing or whatever. Like, you know, you used to always see like these tabloid photos of him like out partying with a bunch of chicks or whatever and stuff like that. He's like, I'm the prince or whatever. And then he like, you know, flew helicopters for a while or whatnot.
Well, you saw the one more thing tied into the crown. You saw the news about who's going to. One of the cast announcements, right? Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Matt Smith?
Yes, I did see
who
that.
Who is Prince Philip in The Crown? So he's played a doctor. He's played the Prince of Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah.
The wife of Queen Elizabeth. And now he's going to have it's called a key role.
Really?
In episode 9.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that specifically says key role.
I wonder if he's going to be in Stormtrooper armor like other guys like Tom Hardy and Daniel Craig and stuff like that.
Those weren't key roles, though.
Yeah.
I'm just curious about what's going to happen.
Hmm. Oh, man, help me out here real quick. I'm trying to think of the lady that plays Q now in the new James Bond movies.
See, I haven't seen those.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, dude. Oh, man. See, you got to see Skyfall. I've got Skyfall in there. I'm giving you Skyfall as you go to leave. You've got to watch Skyfall. That'll help me out right there. Hold on. Let me look this up real quick. I'll bring this up, and then we'll call it a day because it's starting. We're well over an hour right now. Judi Dench. That's who it is.
Oh, okay. She's the best.
Yeah, dude. I love her. And she was... She was in a movie recently that I've been... Oh, she plays M. Sorry. Don't hate me, guys. She was in a movie recently that I really wanted to watch, and it was actually about the Queen, Victoria and Abdul. My dad actually watched this.
Really?
He said it was, like, really, really good. But, yeah, I want to see that.
What's that on? Is it on Netflix?
I don't know if it's on Netflix. It might be on HBO since he watched it. I'm guessing it's on HBO. But, dude, yeah, I've always liked her. God, she was on some old British comedy shows. That's where I saw her at first time, like way back in the day.
2017 drama comedy.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember what the first show I saw her in was.
It's on HBO now.
Is it on HBO? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Good God. Dude, pull up her filmography. Like, it's insane. I'm trying to go back late on her just because, like I said, like before I ever saw her in any movie or whatever, I saw her in some old British shows. What was that? Oh,
she's
man.
5'1".
Oh, wow. Really?
She was born in 1934.
She's the same height as my ex-wife.
They're not the same person, are they?
No.
Have you ever seen them in the same place at the same time?
No, that's true. But my ex-wife's not that old. But they were, like I said, they are the same height. Wow, man, she goes back late. I'm never going to find this show. I'll look for it, and I'll come up with it next week.
Yeah.
Because I'm never going to find this.
Murder on the Orient Express, she was in that.
Yeah, she was in that. She was the...
We never talked about that. We don't need to right now. But
no, we don't need to right now.
That was a really well-made movie, too.
And that was just kind of like... You and I had sitting there going like, let's watch a movie real quick. And we decided to watch Murder on the Orient Express and we're both like blown away by it.
Just the filmmaking quality.
Oh God. Yeah. So good. But we'll cover that next week. How does that sound? Because we're at 1 hour and 7 minutes now. So, but anyways, guys, if you want to get in touch with us between episodes, you can email us at the2btshow@gmail.com. That's 2btshow@gmail.com. You can also catch us over on Twitter. That's 2BTShow. That's at the2BTShow. Also, go by nerdylegion.com. I got it right this time. I didn't call it almost nerdy. I called it nerdylegion.com/audible. Go by Audible. Sign up. Get your 2 weeks free. Get your 2 free books. And you'll be an Audible customer for life. So just do it.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Yeah.
Still.
Oh yeah. No, I'm
in the Dragonlance books now.
Oh yeah. See, and like I got sidetracked, and I got on. I got sidetracked, and I got back on Red Rising.
Yeah.
And so I'm on Iron Gold right now. Oh, man, that was another thing I was wanting to talk to you about this week. We'll just have to discuss that next week also. Yep,
put a pin in it.
Yeah. So, and I got to get back to Expanse. And one of our run through Expanse, then I'm going to go through Dragonlance. So I'm kind of feel like I'm running to play catch up with race, you guys, man. Now.
Yeah, no catch up. It's just enjoy it. Don't ever make it feel like you're working.
Oh, no. It never feels like I'm working. I'm enjoying it all. But I'm just like, oh, man, because now I want to get to Dragonlance. But I also want to get back to Expanse. So I'm have to do a thing where you're doing like do a book from each separate series.
That's why I have to do that, because I also want to start reading the Salvatore Drizzt books.
Oh yeah.
I actually got it. There was a sale. Sci-fi sale, fantasy sale on Audible, and I got the Dragonlance book for cheap, and I got the first book, Homeland, in the series.
Oh yeah.
Drizzt, and I just listened to like the first chapter, and I know I'm not trying to extend things. R.A. Salvatore's always got a lot of knocks for not being a great writer.
Yeah.
Just listen, read the first chapter in that book, and I dare you to argue that he's not a pretty darn good writer.
Well, he killed Chewbacca, you son of a...
Yeah, no. he did. He no, did. Just, he I'm did do kidding. That.
Yeah.
That's wiped out of a...
That's wiped out of canon, anyways. I never looked at that as canon, anyway. So it never really bothered me. I just like throwing it out there.
I don't want to get into this. Are they going to kill Chewbacca?
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it either. Like, he's the last one, really, the last one.
If they were going to kill Chewbacca, the only way that they could really have done it is to send Chewbacca and Han out in a blaze of glory in the Millennium Together. Falcon. Like, all three of them go down at the same time.
Chewbacca just needs to go home to his family.
Yeah, he needs a break, man.
A good story arc.
Yeah.
He's wanting to find, he gets hooked up with Han. Has his life debt thing.
Yeah.
And
then he
once
goes,
everything's settled with the resistance and all that, he'll just go home and find his family.
Go back to Kashyyyk, crawl up a tree, and just hang out there and chill.
Hang out with Harry.
Yeah.
In the hair. Right? Yeah. I'm sorry. I keep.
No, that's fine. Look for that video. That video should be coming up. I'm not really sure when. Adam's going to send me a copy of it, and I'll put that up on our Twitter. But you'll also be able to find it over at Retro Reprise. Check out Adam over at Retro Reprise on Twitter, and you can also catch him streaming live on Twitch every Friday night at midnight. Go by and check out the other podcasts over at Nerdy Legion, man. Comic Talk Today is a great one. Did the Timey-Wimey Podcast Hour change their name?
No, it's still there.
Oh, okay.
They've been kind of on a little bit of hiatus.
Okay. I wouldn't sure if they changed
it. Really kind of in a limbo right now. There's not a lot of new until the next season starts with the new doctor. I think they're kind of waiting because
I can dig it.
You know, they're not getting paid for this.
No.
if they don't feel like talking, that.
Right.
They might as well not.
Might as well not. Yeah,
but they check. So there's not all Doctor Who on that. The son Austin.
Yeah,
is a big fan of a Supernatural.
Oh, okay.
And one of their last episodes, I think it's an After Dark or something in the title. They go really deep into Supernatural.
Cool
talk. Him and Shane.
It's
buddy Shane and Austin, and they kicked Ronnie out of the show.
Oh, really?
Because he just couldn't pull the weight.
That son of a gun.
No, I'm just
No, I knew you were. Go ahead and check out Best of the Rest. That's another name I can pull out of the hat.
Yeah,
Best of the Rest. Missouri Swagger.
What did you watch?
yeah.
this week. Too many shows. I can't even keep up with them anymore.
I know, right?
And then Martin goes and puts one out every single day. And I'm like, good God.
That's got to be time-consuming, man.
He's good at it, though.
I know,
he
right?
keeps the energy up.
He must not have anything else better to do.
He works all the time.
I know. I'm totally joking around.
He's extremely disciplined.
Yeah, I'm totally joking around. I know he works like a madman. So, but I think that's going to do it, man. With that being said, I'm David.
I'm Michael.
2BT, signing out.
Adios.
Vaya con Dios. It scared me. I didn't know what the hell that was. I was like, what is that? Something's broke.
I don't know how to turn it off.
I don't say goodbye. I say may the force be with you.
Awesome. Later, guys.
Ah! Oh, jeez.
Oh, heck yeah. I'm just rubbing all over my lips.
Use your mind. You don't use your body. Where do we go with this?
I don't know, but... Exactly. That's 2BT style as we go off the rails all the blasting time.
I don't know if I should say that.
Nope. Yeah, you know.
That's going to get me in trouble.
Yeah, right. These views are not shared by 2BT.
This way. It is hot. It is hot.
So hot.
Kind of like me. It is hot.
Yeah, I like fish sticks. I like putting fish sticks in my mouth.
What?
Fish sticks.
Good God. Oh. Something went wrong somewhere or something went right somewhere.
Right.
There's a naked chicken there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I used to love her. Yeah. But I had to kill her. I used to love her. Oh, yeah, but I had to kill her.
Hey, I mean, I love you in all sense of the word, all of y'all. But that's, that, man, whatever. I'm the jerk that wrote a million word prequel to the real story.
I don't read too well.
I don't know my words. I just like looking at the funny
ones. Do you know your words? I don't know mine. You
need to get that whole alphabet thing confused. Right,
no, just do like I do. Give up. Just give up on everything. I don't care. The environment's dying. I don't care. Just give up.
Oh, my.
This is fun for anybody listening to this. Oh, my God. You gotta play to win, man.
I wanna make love to you, woman. I wanna lay you down by the fire. Caress your womanly body. Make it moan and perspire.
She's like, I can either A, clinch it, and hope that my body just reabsorbs it. Maybe it'll turn into a burp.
Burp, burp, burp.
Are you ready for your vasectomy?
Mike, edit this out.
Yeah. I want to be captain of the committee that makes sure you guys don't F this up.
I swear to God, dude, it came out with a vengeance, too. I don't know. Oh my God. I don't know if like the...
Yeah, it's glorious. Yeah. Santa Claus is real.
Oh, well, look, he's not that bad of a dude.
Straight to the fart noises. There's only one day.
He's a little guy, red hair, that he likes to sing and play his lute.
I don't know, maybe it's my upbringing or something.
I don't know, like, it's just fun.
I'm texting, be like, oh, well, you know, my feats are better than your feats.
And you're an old man and pretty much done.
There you go. Yeah. Dude.
Everything's better with reverb.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Giant lump of wet dough. Yeah.
Where are you from? When I was like, Texas.
Oh, whoa. How dare you say that to little Timothy?
Yeah.
This, by the way, spoilers.
Hey. I guess it's the Texas thing.
I love my family.
Excellent.
Oh, you want to be a tough guy? I'll be a show what tough is.
Go home. Dude, you mind if I sit over here? And he's like, dude, knock yourself out, man. Oh, it must be a Texas thing. Don't do that, by the way.
I'm having a brain freeze. Oh, no. And I'm like,
Ujaba, the heebie-jeebies. Face down in a gutter, no. Won't admit defeat, though.
Well, this is not good.
Like, dude, I love it. I love it all. Whoa, dude. Oh, my God.
Star Wars guys are crazy.
My butt has a cannon.
If you're going to go out, that's the way to do it.
I dig it. It belongs in a museum. Oh, dude, hurry up and get here. Yeah.
Man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
The Last Jedi. Run DMC.
Han, Luke, and Leia.
R2 and 3PO.
Rey, Finn.
Yoda. Kenobi.
Poe.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Chewbacca has to die.
The Palpatine. It's you.
Chewbacca. You know R.A. Salvatore.
This is a good guy. This is a bad guy. This is a good guy. This is a bad guy.
Go. Dang it.
Yeah. But, like, crap. I'm just, like, stuttering and rambling there. Beans, a wonderful fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel. So eat beans with every meal. I have a belief that if the more you fart, the longer you'll live.
No. You don't stop playing because you get old.
Yeah.
You get old because you stop playing.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boom.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.